Ed, we're in the presence of greatness now. Who are we about to speak to?
Celebrity driver Mark Dixon.
It is the celebrity driver Mark Dixon, MD himself. Mark, good to see you. And here we are at Truckfest. It's looking very good.
It is. It's the first time I've been to the Newark one. So for the first time, it is looking really good.
Your TV career is literally going stratospheric. And as you say yourself in the sort of breakdown in the programme there, you really thought you were just going to drive a couple of trucks and that was it, really. But it's really taken off, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's it. To me, I still now think I'm just a lorry driver. I turn a blind eye to all the TV stuff. I do it, it's fun, and then I do my normal job.
You see, you're probably to truck driving what Usain Bolt is to the world of athletics. You know, a natural shyness, that's what I'm sensing here.
Yeah, I think it's, well, to be fair, my cheekiness, I suppose. You know, I didn't ask to do the TV, they asked me to do it, purely, I suppose, because a bit of a Jack the Lad sort of thing.
Always good, in every sense of the word, as long as it's obviously done in good taste. Moving on from that, Mark, Eddie Stobart, legend, of course, so many people, the Eddie Stobart song that I know Bernie Clifton was getting into the charts a few years ago, etc. What's it like working with the Stobart trucks and so on?
Do you know what, I've been with them 9 years now, and for me, it's good. It always will be. It's a big firm, so your equipment's always working right, nothing's broken, and it's good. It's a good firm.
I'm sure, Mark, it's a lot of hard work and long hours and all that, but there must be a kind of a magic in the job, in the time, the views you get from the cab that, of course, us normal drivers of cars just don't get. What is it about the job that makes it special for you?
Exactly that, really, I suppose. You know, doing the job I do, I'm away all week, so I go up Scotland, I go everywhere, so you do get the views that you wouldn't get in a normal office. And I suppose it's that keeps us drivers driving, I suppose. You know, it's something different.
And what about the sense of community and becoming a member of a club with the other drivers? I mean, is it a close-knit thing out there? Can you strike up conversation with pretty much anyone else who's a trucker? Does it work like that?
Do you know, back in the day, everyone had CBs, and then that was the days where lorry drivers would meet all the time. Now, I suppose, because of social media, it is quite a lonely life out there now, because you literally sit there, park on a night time, and you go on Facebook or something like that. So it has quietened off with, like, drivers talking to drivers.
And of course, we hear that early next year we have the first driverless cars making their way onto British roads. Is that going to be a precursor to what's going to happen with trucks as well? I mean, would it be a case of you can get into your truck, set it going, and then do your media stuff whilst the truck's driving you?
Do you know, without mentioning brand names of lorries, there is a firm that have actually brought one out already. Obviously, it's not been legalised yet, but when you're sat in traffic, it will drive for you. And it actually says in the advert, it shows you someone watching a film, because it's just driving in traffic by itself. So yeah, I think that's the next bit to come.
We heard earlier from Nicola about how this is really not just every boy's fantasy, but every young girl's fantasy as well, insofar as you look at trucks and we play with trucks as a child. And Ed, you were playing with your truck as well, I believe.
Yeah, even me, yeah, I can remember that, up and down the bed.
Is it a case of you're living the dream with respect to trucks, or was it something that... Now, actually, I'd always really wanted to go into something like existential surgery or something.
Do you know what? I mean, I grew up, my dad was in the army, so I grew up as a squaddy lad. I never, ever once thought of being a lorry driver until about 18 or 19, I started driving vans, and I just, from there, just progress. And I wouldn't look back now, it's my life, you know, I'm a lorry driver, that's just what I know, it's what I do.
And do I detect a slight Yorkshire accent there, about South Yorkshire?
I am, well, I'm North Yorkshire.
North Yorkshire, well, even better, whereabouts?
I live between York and Leeds.
Very good. Got to ask the question. Dave Hockaday, he's gone. Good decision, bad decision? Or do you not care?
Yeah, third answer.
There you are. And finally, we've talked about technology. As trucks are getting more and more sophisticated, is there more kind of technical stuff to know about a truck? Is that better? Is it safer? I mean, have you seen changes in the time that you've been on the roads?
Do you know, when I first started driving, we had twin splitters and all sorts. You know, they were the lorries. When you drive them, you can drive anything. Nowadays, they're more and more like driving a car now. So,
it's always good. Mark, it's been a genuine pleasure connecting with your good self. Hopefully, so we'll keep connected as the thing proceeds. Are you going to be down at Truckfest in Kent?
Yeah, sorry, the monster trucks are going round at the minute. Yeah, I'm doing all of them. So, yeah, that's the last one.
Great stuff, Mark. Take care of yourself, and doubtless see you again in 2015.
See you later.
Because you have the best company car.
Absolutely.
We're just listening to a main arena interview that's taking place here. Ed, we've got to say, the overall professionalism that we've got here from really entry onwards, really, is really very impressive and very commendable.
Yeah, it may have taken us four gates to get through to find one that we could get in, but having got here, it's like another world, and it's all running very, very efficiently.
Talk us through what you can actually see in the main ring at present and what's actually happening, because we've got a whole range of white trucks, sort of almost like a guard of honour to one side of the trucks here, and two sort of fairly exciting things taking place in the centre.
Well, I think one of the things that immediately strikes me is how well it is that we're able to hear what's going on. But over there, we've got two monster trucks. One of them is called Swamp Thing, and presumably this is the driver of it being interviewed now, saying what a great company car it is. And actually, yeah, that is pretty cool. I wouldn't mind rocking up at Siren FM in that. Give Jeff a run for his money.
Well, that all indeed sounds like broadcasting. Swamp Thing, of course, based on the DC Comics character, and the strapline was, "Whoever knows fear burns at the Swamp Thing's touch." I was going to use that line with Nicola, but I thought perhaps not. We'll move on later with that.
Absolutely. So we've had a really good chat with Carol in the Truckfest merchandise tent, and also we met the legend Mark Dixon, who looks just like he does in his picture, which is
amazing.
Not the case, but in this case, there he is. But yeah, fascinating chat with him, as you may well have already heard.
We're going to be checking out Mercedes-Benz. We're going to be finding out a bit more about Swamp Thing and doing our general audio promenade. You're listening to the Midweek Drive and Southside Broadcasting on location in association with Pharmanore Nutritional Supplements at the 2014 Truckfest event at the Newark and Knott Showground. I'm already very, very, very impressed with what we're seeing. That's three varies, Ed, which often you don't get from me at a new event in any way, shape, or form.
First time, I think.
And we've moved from, obviously, the main merchandising area to the fabulous stand, which also begins with an M. It's Mercedes-Benz. Of course, trucks you can trust. Absolutely sensational scenario here. In fact, I'm even thinking of possibly doing an exchange with my Rover 25. Just a thought. But we're delighted to actually speak now to the fabulous soul whose name is...
Colin Oakes.
Colin, good to connect with you, good self. We were just saying that Mercedes-Benz, of course, were one of the original supporters of Truckfest, and you've come back and you're re-supporting them.
Yes, every year for the last 4 years now. So it's an event that we enjoy. We are a family-orientated business. We've been in business now for 43 years. Business was started in 1971. So obviously, and we're very proud of that. We have family morals. A lot of our staff have been with us one since year dot, and also the average age of employee is 11 years, would you believe? So and that's over 155 employees.
And that's one of the things which certainly kind of resonates throughout what we've seen so far at the festival, is that, you know, in a positive sense of the word, the concept of family, friendship, people are friendly, they're very welcoming, they're very routine, that can only be a good thing for the company as well.
Absolutely, yes. I think in this business, our roots go back to family, so I think it's held us in good stead over the last 43 years, and we see no issue. We're on second generation now of the family, and there are third generation waiting in the wings to run the business in 20 years' time. So,
you know. Like planning ahead, you see. Perhaps it's something to do with the German background, I don't know. We won't talk about sort of putting various other bits and pieces on, exactly, and quite rightly so. Anyway, moving on. Ed is a keen Toyota driver. I'm a Rover 25 person. Both our cars are a bit poorly. What is it that's special in terms of the Mercedes-Benz truck scenario? Because, I mean, I'm looking at some of the adverts that we've seen, the shape of the whole thing, the whole sort of aspect seems to be designed for comfort, safety, and, of course, efficiency.
Well, if there's something there, safety, the Germans certainly lead safety. And, of course, the Mercedes-Benz brand is obviously... most people are familiar with the car, but of course the truck, they share all of the technology that is developed from car into truck, and very much safety related, and probably the most advanced manufacturer in the world.
So this one we're looking at here, or this one here, what's the lifespan on these things? And how have they changed over the years? Are they now designed to last longer, possibly?
I would say yes, they are designed to last a lifetime. Now, obviously, we have people doing 60, 70,000 miles per year. Conversely, we have people that are doing 200 300,000 miles of double and triple shifting. And I would say, I mean, depending on if you keep it, how you use it, how the driver drives it, you have got a vehicle there that will last a lifetime.
So this model here is, what's that one then?
That is a 2545 Big Space, so that's one of the latest additions to the Mercedes-Benz family.
You see all these pretty attractive looking things in your yards, presumably a lot of the time. Do you still get a wow factor when you see a new one come in and that smell of the upholstery? And do you sort of think, I'm committed to what I'm doing here?
I think when you're in this trade, you have diesel running through your veins, so therefore yes. And if you didn't get a kick out of it, you wouldn't be doing what we do on a daily basis. We have got a passion for the business, without doubt, and a passion of course for trucks, and they do get better and better year on year, even with the legislation that is imposed on us by the government, of course, and the European legislation.
And that legislation is seeking to change what then?
Legislation latest, of course, we're into emissions, which is great for the clean air. Yeah. So, but we've just gone through Euro 5 and now into Euro 6, which, of course, means that we're all enjoying a better environment, of course. So, and again, market leader, Mercedes-Benz, were there with the first Euro 6 truck.
I'm just looking over your shoulder, I can see your display here. Seven or eight trucks, and I don't think I've ever been up this close and personal with them before. I think that's a great thing about it, because normally when you see one in your rear view mirror, you think,
you worry, you panic,
I'll get out of the way. But today is an opportunity to learn a bit more about the whole profession, I guess, of the truck industry.
Yes, and that's what we like, that with the people that come, they can come along, get in the trucks. All right, we can't drive them today, although we will be parading around the arena at around about 2 o'clock. But certainly it gets the people close to the product. They appreciate how big they are. But of course, it's up to us to actually get across how safe they are as well. The safety features on our trucks nowadays, equally as good as any motor car. You know, with the brakes that they've got, the anti-lock systems, the lane assist, you name it, our trucks have got it. Not necessarily a standard, but certainly a feature that we can offer should it be desired.
It was a point we were talking about, obviously, with Mark Dixon, and of course the concept of driverless trucks emerged. Is that something you think is going to be a good asset to the whole thing, when you say, oh, I don't know, it takes away that personal touch?
Driverless trucks, well, of course, that's you know, we are going to be experiencing driverless cars very shortly, aren't we? In January, I think it is, next year. Trucks will be the next thing to follow, of course. Would I like to see a driverless truck? No, I wouldn't. There is a lot of experience behind that driver. Mark will be coming on the stand, actually, at around 1 o'clock, I believe, today. It'll be interesting to see his view on it from there. But certainly, yes, although a driverless truck can get from A to B, possibly, it won't be able to unload the truck, will it, I don't think.
So. Not yet. You never know, though. Us humans going to become, well, not necessary soon. Yeah.
We like to feel that we've reached the thin end of the wedge when they start getting robots doing these location reports, Ed. But never mind, that's a different line. Colin, it's been fantastic touching base with you, good stuff today. Quick plug once again for Mercedes-Benz. Does it need a plug? Not really. But if people are actually listening to this and want to go online, find out more about this, what's the web address?
For Mertrucks, it's www.mertrucks.com, and you'll find all about us as a company and all about Mercedes-Benz product.
And we started off by saying, obviously, you're one of the early supporters of TruckFest. You came back with the relaunch TruckFest, etc. Presumably, you're still happy to support TruckFest long into the 21st century.
Oh, without doubt. We're here to stay.
Colin, we're still with you, but you've brought us to have a look at some of these fabulous routines, and also you've introduced, or you're about to introduce, a fine sow who actually knows all about the whole thing.
Yes, I am. Our senior sales guy is Richard Byard.
Richard, good to see you.
Hello, yeah, good to see you.
So what are we standing in front of at present?
We're currently looking at a new Actros. 2545 with a Big Space cab on, full width, 2.5 metre wide, Big Space, 6x2 tractor unit.
Ed, I think you said this is what you call a proper truck, yes?
Yeah, well, it's a kind of trucky truck, isn't it? This is what I imagine, you know, this is a good standard truck. 2545, is that in relation to the engine size, possibly?
Your 25 denotes it's a 6x2 configuration, and your 45 is your 450 brake horsepower.
Right, so my little Toyota's a 1.4. Yeah. What's this then?
This is a 12.8 litre, 450 brake horsepower.
Yeah, that'll do nicely, I think. Yeah. Straight trade-in on an Aris, you interested?
No, not really.
Well, he did try. As he bore, he did try.
£100.
Okay. So in terms of that, obviously a popular brand, I mean, is it a case of people have a particular liking for this particular area as opposed to others?
Oh, absolutely. The new Actros for us, is it's been out just under 3 years now. It's we've certainly seen the three areas, the three key areas, what we've had feedback from customers is the reliability. The reliability for a brand new lorry with all new components, a new engine, new trim, new gearbox has been absolutely fantastic for us. The fuel efficiency of the trucks and also the driver feedback we've had back is really positive. So those three key areas with the stunning looks of the new Actros have really got us up and running with the product.
Now, clearly, we're not going to drive it around today, but we do, I think, have the opportunity, thanks to Colin, of actually sitting in the truck. So, Ed, are you looking forward to this?
Yeah, I'm interested in, you know, you could probably move in there for a weekend. Yeah, we'll find out a little bit more.
So, Ed is actually in the truck now. He's climbed up the thing like a ladder. I'm going to pass the microphone up to you, Ed, and you can do the interview from the truck in question. How does it feel, by the way, up there?
Sure, the last time I came up a ladder like that, it was like coming out of a swimming pool. The same sort of experience. So I'm how many feet up now? 6, 7, 8 feet up. Never actually sat in front of a Mercedes steering wheel before, so that is exciting in itself. I guess this is a bit like a coach driver's position. Nice and commanding view of the road. Richard's up here with me as well. It's pretty special just being here, isn't it?
Yeah, from the driver's seat, you know, you've got the lads who are driving these things will probably be out in something like this. It can be out for 2 weeks at a time. Yeah. Certainly on the tramping side, they will be out all week. So the comfort or the design of the lorry, you might have picked up on it, Ed, is the working environment's dark.
Yeah.
The living environment is light.
Okay.
So what you'll tend to find with the lads who are out in them spending nights out, they will separate their working environment from their living environment. If you look at some of the lorries on display today, the cleanliness, and they'll be driving them in the slippers.
Right. So behind the driver's seat, we've got a bed here, which doubles up as kind of general chill-out area, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Quite a lot of headroom as well. Sunroof up there. A whole host of entertainment equipment. And I guess this stuff here is the legal side of recording where you've been and how long and so forth.
Yeah, going back to your bunk, what the drivers will do, they'll move the seats forward and create the living space for when they've finished the day's work driving. We've got two lockers here under the bunks. One of them generally, this one here contains the fridge, where they can keep all the food and what they're eating for the week fresh. Your under bunk storage is where they'll be keeping all the ropes and sheets and things for keeping the load secure.
I can see over there the very small but very important piece of equipment. You've got an alarm clock built into the wall there, because I mean that you've got to get up and you've got to get on the road.
Yeah, lorry drivers have got an inbuilt alarm clock. Yeah, they wake off the sun. Yeah, you mentioned about the headroom. This is
yes. Actually, I'll stand up with you now and try not fall out as I do it. This is a 12 plate second hand Mercedes. And what's the price tag on this one, Richard?
What we've got these packaged at, we've got these on a re-rental, a two-year rental. So we've got a split between customers who will buy them and purchase them and customers who just want the use of and will rent it. And I think this one's up at the minute on a two-year deal for £359 a week.
I just read that. Yeah, you were right. Yeah. So we've lots of room up here. How many days at a time would you expect somebody trucking in this to be on the road for?
Yeah, the maximum that you'll tend to see a driver out in it will be a two-week run. But it's not uncommon for the lads to be going out sort of early hours Monday morning and coming back in Friday afternoon. So they'll probably be doing a run down to Italy and a few drops in Europe. And this is the sort of environment, the cab, where you want to be putting them in and keeping them happy and
It's actually much more like a car than I thought it would be. These things have maybe come on quite a long way, so that it looks very comfortable. And the gear stick, for instance, for a vehicle of this size, is tiny.
That's actually the handbrake.
Right. So do we not have a gear?
On the gear stick, on the steering column, where you've got your wipers and your indicators on your car, on the right-hand stalks, which we've got a three-position rotational switch, drive, neutral and reverse, and it is absolutely as simple as that. So we're in drive, handbrake off, and away we go.
And of course, it's all strictly controlled by the law and safety and all the rest of it. And in the old days, I remember When I went on school trips and coaches, you'd be able to open the speedometer and put in the tachograph, I think it's called. But now, presumably, that's sort of come on in a different way as well.
Yeah, legislation dictates now that the current legislation is digital tachographs. Mm. So the driver will have his digicard, mm-hmm. which is like a credit card size a bit of kit. That'll go in there, and it'll read it electronically. It'll give him his hours, and if he gets stopped by VOSA or the enforcement agency, they'll be able to see if he's running legal within his hours.
So this is a pretty expensive bit of kit, and you need to know, people who own these things need to know where they are. So do you have some sort of GPS signals being sent out so that these things can be tracked? Because with all, you know, possibly an expensive cargo on board and all that?
Yeah, absolutely, Ed. We've got this bit of kit what sits above the driver's head, which sits next to the tachograph. Mm. And this is the fleet board system, and it's a Daimler system. And that's got the facility of the two elements, of the track and trace element of the vehicle and the load and where the driver is. But one other thing it does is give the operator the feedback of the driver and vehicle performance. You know, one of these things, if you're pushing another 0.2 mile per gallon, it's all money you're saving on fuel.
So as well as the safety of the cargo, I often think when you see lorries parked up in lonely laybys, how safe the drivers are. Because if you like, they're a bit of a sitting target, aren't they? If somebody wants to get hold of whatever they're carrying, how does Mercedes ensure that, you know, drivers are as safe as they can be?
Well, you've got the driver can lock the doors from inside, and we can get access to those from some of the switches up here when he's on his bunk. But it's very much the drivers are fairly sensible. You tend not to get too many parking at the side of the road in laybys these days. It tends to be more the continental drivers, and most of the UK drivers will either be watching each other or in the truck stops.
Sure, it sounds like a good community. Now, yourself as senior sales manager for Mertrucks, do you get to drive these? I mean, have you got a licence to drive this?
Yes, I've got a Class 1 licence, and any time I can get behind the wheel with a trailer on and a loaded trailer, it's all valuable time, because it's sort of giving us that sort of operational feel for the product we're selling.
Well, just lastly, Richard, behind you there's a couple of numbers on the wall there. I feel as if I've really acclimatised in this. I mean, I could live in this quite happily permanently, never mind for a couple of days. What's the 15 and the 0 there?
The 15 is the overall height. Legally, lorries have to have a height indicator on for the bridges. So there's no excuses for bridge brushing.
No, that wouldn't be a good idea. No,
absolutely not.
Terrible waste of money, having spent it on a splendid truck like this. Rich, has been fascinating to come up here. I've never done it before. Probably never do it again. But all very best. Thank you.
Well, if you're about, Ed, we'll be taking the lorries around the ring about 2:30. So you're quite welcome to come and join us, and we can take you a ride around the ring in one. And
fantastic. That'd be great. Thank you very much indeed. Maybe see you later.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's superb.
So the B-52 bomber's in the background there. Ed has emerged from the truck. I don't know what was said in there. Who knows what was happening on with Ed and Richard in the actual Mercedes-Benz truck. But what are your thoughts, Ed?
Do you know what? You could spend a very happy couple of weeks living in that truck and travelling around. And what was great talking to Richard there was learning about the industry of trucking. And, you know, for a moment there, I thought, I could do this.
So you're trading in the organ.
I could get rid of the organ, buy a truck and do that. But I think that's what's fabulous about days like today. Like, you know, realistically, I'm never going to become a trucker. But by coming to something like this, your eyes are open to all sorts of things that you'd never have thought of seeing or doing. And just learning about them is just fun. And what's not to love, frankly?